Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Despite paying close to $1 million in federal back taxes, Lauryn Hill is headed to prison. She was sentenced to 3 months. She was facing up to 3 years, but received a reduced sentence. Hill must also serve 3 months of home confinement after her prison stint. Her sentence is set to begin July 8th in a facility near her family. Rapper Gucci Mane is presently on house arrest in Atlanta, not completely free as previously reported. The rapper must also undergo random drug and alcohol testing. He was released a week ago on a $75,000 bond. Gucci was incarcerated for hitting a man in the head with a champagne bottle at an Atlanta nightclub. Rapper Lil Flip is no longer a wanted man after his attorney got his arrest warrant recalled. As previously reported, a warrant was issued last month after the rapper was a no-show at a hearing in his drug gun possession case. Flip's attorney said that it was an honest mistake. The judge set a new court date for July. Rapper Nas is asking a judge to throw out concert promoter Patrick Alico's $10 million lawsuit, saying the man has only himself to blame for being kidnapped in Angola and held for 2 months. Alico alleged that Nas took $300,000 for a New Year's Eve concert and was then a no-show. He was then held for 50 days and beaten at gunpoint until they got their money back. Now, Nas claims they settled the matter in an agreement which included that if he repaid his advance, Alico wouldn't sue. Singer Trey Songz is officially off the hook in a strip club assault case after prosecutors decided they didn't have enough evidence. Trey was arrested in New York after a woman at Club Perfection told police that he threw money at her face, causing substantial pain to her left eye during his album release party last August. Officials investigated the incident and determined they could not prove that he did anything illegal. Magic Johnson is the latest celebrity to be swatted. Someone placed the electronic 911 call, claiming multiple shots were fired at his L.A. home. The LAPD responded with a few patrol cars, but quickly confirmed that it was a prank. Funeral services are being planned for next week in Atlanta for former Criss Cross rapper Chris Kelly, a.k.a. Mac Daddy, who was found dead in his home from a possible drug overdose. A public viewing for Kelly will be held Wednesday, while funeral services has been scheduled for Thursday at Jackson Memorial Baptist Church.